December 1965 in Caracas, when Arnie Laflamme took his piece of the pie. When he packed up the casino chips, the IOU and the abacus, and switched off the jukebox in a fool such as I. He was a leg man, he was open to offers, but he couldn't get her off his mind as he passed the tourist office. And as he entertained himself, singing just like Sammy Davis Jr., he toyed with a trip to Miami. For money like that, you could have sweet talk in your ear. Now they don't speak any English, just American without tears. It was an idea that he dandled on his knee, and nursed it like his coffee cup when he couldn't find any other way. It always seemed to come to him while the day was dipping down, and the sun was like a light bulb being swallowed by a clown. He took her for everything, he took her for his only one. He took her out of Coventry and over to Idaho, but the war wound that he carried home wasn't really visible. When the bullets were forgotten, she looked doubted down and miserable, and she seemed to be crying. American between you and me. Arnie, she said to me, will you turn down the radio? You haven't slept a wink since we came to Havana. When you gonna get the strength to go over to Florida? All you ever listen to is the voice of America. It was a story of a young English puppet who took up with a soldier boy and thought she would profit. Just like me, she found out what true love is about. Anyway, she's in New Orleans, it would never work out. Oh, she's I'm not afraid to die.